Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
We'd like to welcome you back to our radio program brought to you on behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, our board of directors and staff. Thank you for tuning in. And we ask that you please visit us online. Visit our website, which is HoustonHispanicChamber.com. We've got many interesting initiatives around the corner, including our Innovation Health and Technology Summit and so much more. We are able to do that and so many other initiatives thanks to our partners, such as those that are with us on this radio program today, including Cadence Bank. Our friend Paul Murphy, who is on our board of directors, and his team have been great partners to us, so much so that we wanted to invite Brandon Thomas to join us. He is the Vice President of Small Business Relationships here in the area, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about small business credit and working with your banker. We all know that's vitally important at the Chamber of Commerce, and we are so thankful to have him on the line with us today. Brandon, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate you being here. And we know in Houston, folks have a lot of options. And in particular, we know one of those options should be Cadence. You guys have done such an incredible job of reaching out here in this market. You've expanded your footprint throughout the country. And specifically, we know you want to talk about small business. So tell us a little bit more in terms of what a small business should do if they are looking for a relationship, and what should they be looking for in a bank?
Absolutely. That's always a great question. I want to talk about what they should be looking for in a bank, but more importantly, what they should be looking for in a banker. Just like you said, the growing Houston market, there are banks on every single corner, strip centers, things like that. You shouldn't just go in and say, oh, because they have 200 locations here in the Houston area, that's the best fit for me. What a business customer needs to do is make sure they find the right individual working at that bank that can help service them, but more importantly, build a wonderful and close relationship with them, not just in regards to their business, but them personally as well. I always find when I have a relationship with my customers that it works so much easier and so much faster, and it really benefits them, because my goal is to make sure that they continue to grow their business, and we want to be able to help them with that, whether it's through account services, treasury management services, lending needs. We want to be able to help them with that. So I think that's one of the best things about working at Cadence is, as a small business relationship manager, I truly am that. I'm a relationship manager, not just a banker. I'm here to help those business owners continue to grow.
Well, and that's the key, continue to grow, because often what we find with our business owners is that they get started, and at some point in their business, they seem to hit a wall and need to go beyond that. And this is really where a banker can provide guidance and experience in terms of what other businesses have done and how they've overcome some of those challenges. And folks, if you're listening, I know sometimes it can be intimidating to go out and seek a banker and talk to them about so many personal types of issues as it relates to your finances and your concerns, but they're out there. It's a confidential conversation. They want to help you, and certainly Cadence is at the forefront of these conversations. So, Brandon, let's also talk about the company's life cycle, where they need additional credit. Let's talk about some of those options for small businesses.
Perfect. A lot of business owners, yes, they understand that at some point in their life cycle, they are going to need some kind of financing options. You also have some out there that want to do everything cash. They don't want to borrow. They think borrowing is a bad thing for them and for their business. But as the economy continues to change and everything starts getting better for them, unfortunately and fortunately, they reach that point where they do need a little extra help. And that's where Cadence Bank can come in and really help with those customers. There are so many different options that a customer has available to them, whether it's looking, they're looking to purchase a building, you know, add on to a current commercial real estate that they're in. Maybe they're looking to hire more individuals because business is just booming. Maybe they're looking to purchase a couple of more vans because they have more routes that are coming up. There are so many options that Cadence can help them with. You can always find more information from your banker, of course, but on cadencebank.com as well. One of the things that I really focus on, and this is another important part of building that relationship with your customer, and I will give you an example here in a little bit as well, is making sure that you are being put into the correct product. I had a customer come in, say, a month ago or so. They said, you know, I want to get a working capital line of credit. It's a revolving line with a variable rate. And I said, okay, what are you looking to do? And they said, well, I need to purchase a piece of equipment for $150,000. Well, because I knew that customer and had that relationship with him for a couple of years, I knew that that was not the right product for him. If he was looking to purchase a piece of equipment, he needed to be in a fixed rate with a term product for him. Typically, what you find when you get in from a variable credit line to a fixed rate term option is you're going to see typically lower rates. We can also tell the customer, based on going into this fixed rate product, this is what your monthly payment is going to be. That helps them with their cash flow purposes, forecasting what expenses or liabilities they have for that upcoming month. Some banks, and all banks are great, but some banks will say, okay, that's what you want, that's what we'll give you. That's not in the best interest for the customer. We want to make sure that there's no undue stress put on a business customer's life. And by life, I mean their business, because that is their baby. They've worked so hard to make that successful. And the bank will do everything they can to make sure they're put in the right product and it really does fit them.
And so part of it is just making sure that the client understands they can ask questions, they can share information. And I would imagine as their banker, the more you know, the better able you are going to be able to provide them with the right fit, the right product, the right outcome.
Correct. They should be asking us questions because we're going to be asking them questions as well.
And that's what it's all about, is sharing of information, knowing that they are definitely not the first that you've visited with. They are many times, some of the very same challenges that other businesses have. You guys have that experience. You guys are able to evaluate credit options. You're able to walk them through that application process. Has it become an easier opportunity or more challenging opportunity now with so much technology in terms of the process for loans?
Well, it's both.
Yes.
A lot of customers, when we say, okay, this is what you're looking for, we figured out the right product to put you in, now this is what we're going to need. It becomes daunting for those customers when we ask for so much in documentation. We're not doing it to make it difficult or to irritate them. We're doing it, again, to make sure we're doing our due diligence to protect them. Yes, banks are in the business of lending, but we want to make sure the customers are healthy. We want to make sure that we are protecting them. If we were to go and give them $1 million line of credit, and they only made $50,000 for the year, what's going to happen to that business owner? They're probably not going to be able to afford that line of credit. So why would the bank offer that option to them? So when we ask for financials, such as normally the last couple business tax returns, personal tax returns, other financial statements, and personal financial statements to learn more about the borrower as well personally. It's because we're making sure that we're protecting you. Yes, of course, the bank wants to protect themselves as well, but the most important thing is protecting that customer, because we don't want anything to happen to you or your business. So again, it sounds like red tape, but all banks have to follow certain guidelines and to make sure that we are protecting the customers and the community that we serve.
Well, and that's what it's all about. And you guys are so professional, so willing to sit down, listen, and provide great guidance. And if you're out there, small business owners, get out there, visit the bank, visit Cadence Bank, go and check them out online. Make sure that you have all of your information and just get started. I think that first step, I think you would agree, Brandon, is sometimes the most difficult, is just getting that first step to go out and visit and ask questions. And I think you guys do a really good job of making people feel comfortable and at home. And are you willing to spend the time to give them the information they need to make good decisions? Because you need information to make great decisions.
Yes, ma'am. We want to make sure that we can help the customers, the business owners, be able to work on their business, not in their business.
Well, and you guys are the right bank to do that. Our thanks to our guest, Brandon Thomas. He is the Vice President of Small Business Relationships for Cadence Bank. Our thanks to you and the entire Cadence Bank team.
Thank you, Dr. Warr.
Thank you so very much. And on behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we thank you for joining us as always here on Intercom Radio. We are on a variety of different stations here, and we look forward to having you join us online at HoustonHispanicChamber.com or in person at one of our many upcoming initiatives, including our Health Innovation Technology Summit, our Impact Summit, where we talk about data-driven information related to Houston and the buying power of Hispanics in this great city of ours. Certainly, we also look forward to you applying to our Business Institute, where we bring professionals to help our small businesses better understand how to run their business. And, of course, a program we are extraordinarily proud of, which is our Emerging Leaders Institute, where we help develop young professionals. So we have a bench for Houston. And I always like to remind individuals that the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is here to serve you. We are about business. And no, you don't have to be Hispanic to be part of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We want to make sure that our economy is strong and that businesses do well. And we encourage you to visit our website. On behalf of our board of directors and our staff, we thank you for joining us today. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO. We'll see you real soon. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.